Good morning. This is James Costa filling in for James Lake on the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. Schoolies has kicked off all over Australia and Queensland police have had this to say about the current Gold Coast Schoolies crowd.
These schoolies are the best behaved in years.
Oh. I say y'all having a good time out there.
The worst thing they've done is been dancing all night. Like, they're just fun dancing schoolies.
So I didn't go to schoolies. Did you go to schoolies?
Yeah, but we just went to the Murray. Got pretty loose.
Yeah. Did you go to schoolies?
No, I was writing my speech for the speech night.
Oh, what a loser. What a loser.
The saddest schoolie story I've ever heard.
Broadcasters in the Melbourne media have complained about a COVID-related change to the way they interview overseas talent, leaving many reminiscing of the days before Zoom interviews were the norm.
Back when I was at Channel 7 and I was their entertainment editor, I flew to LA to interview the cast of Scream 4. And you're at a hotel, they basically clear a floor and they put all the actors in different rooms. And then you sit in the corridor and they go, Fifi Barks from Sunrise. Was my accent bad?
That was right, wrong.
That was like it was great if you were looking for oil in Oklahoma or something.
Old Jethro.
Are you for Scream 4?
Howdy.
And now some breaking news out of Melbourne's east.
There are cows on the loose in Ferntree Gully. They're just running across the road. Do you know what? I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often, though, because whenever I've been to a farm, the whole opening and closing of gates, you know, when they go, quick, someone jump out, you've got to run, and you've got to drag the gate, and then you've got to get that thing through and put it over the big nozzle knob thing.
What?
She's a real farmer.
It was your description of a gate closing that had me. The nozzle over the knob, and there was a...
There was a cancel fee out for farmer once a while.
Local radio presenters Fifi, Fev and Nick have been raising money for charity, partnering up with Anglicare Victoria to donate to kids in need this Christmas, leading to generous donations from all walks of Melbourne.
The Alicia's in Pearsdale.
I'm ringing on behalf of my two children who would like to donate $500 each.
Whoa!
I want to know this cashed up tooth fairy out in Pearsdale. Just slipping up.
Dad's a jockey and he won a Ballarat Cup on the weekend, so they're taking Dad's prize money.
Yeah, that was a great ride too. Smashed it. Don't you worry about that.
Turned into
he
doing
was
it
on
for
like
Fev.
Donkey Kong.
To entertainment news, and it has been confirmed that Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are a couple after the pair were spotted being affectionate in Palm Springs, California.
Pete Davidson, SNL, Saturday Night Live comedian, big lanky dude. He wears ridiculous clothes, he dyes his hair.
I get it.
When you were that age, you could do anything. Your dreadlocks.
Yeah, I do it now. I try to dress down and stuff.
You're comparing Fev's rig to Pete Davidson. Davidson's 6'9 and looks like he weighs 48 kilos. You're talking to the loose.
He weighs 149 kilos.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
Actors Sam Heughan and Graham McTavish are on a media tour to promote their new book and made headlines when Melbourne broadcaster Fifi Box interviewed the pair.
Our special guest for you, Fifi, we've been trying to get him for years.
I don't
Here
believe
he is,
you.
Sam Heughan!
Fifi!
Now, Sam...
People have won $10,000 alpha bucks and been more cool karma collected than when Sam Heughan popped up on the screen.
And that's it for the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. To catch up on anything you've missed, head to Fifi, Fev and Nick on the Listener app. And as Fifi always says...
Ho!